Previously on That Cthulhu John.
So two of the heralds, the high priests Glaxoth and Kalabal, the mayor and his assistant, apparently have the power to burst a human heart, just like with the original owner of your books, Walter. And the fact that they've all kind of convened here in Philadelphia makes me think that wherever they need to be for this ritual is close by.
Hey, Thompson. Chucky M. woke up. We're not going to be able to hold him for anything exactly right now, it doesn't look like. So we're worried about him getting word out to the rest of his crew. It came down from the chief, suggesting that you would go into protective custody.
Respectfully, I'll have to decline.
As you're exiting, a car pulls up with the lights on. Two cops get out of it. He holds up his hand to stop you.
Start backing up.
Detective Thompson, this is not in your best interest. The other cop karate chop him across the neck, and he collapses to the ground.
Run, detective!
When we broke into Brightly's office, I found his address. Can I try and pick the lock? All right, now I'm going to search through all of his stuff.
Hear the front door start to creak open.
Rutherford?
Hello, thanks for joining us for That Cthulhu John, episode 64. We are a real play Call of Cthulhu podcast. I am George, your keeper of arcane lore. And with me are my friends and investigators, Chad.
Prepare yourself for a journey into madness.
Chuck.
Death be not proud. Though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, art not so.
And Jenny.
I hate you guys. Hi.
Yeah, what he said.
All right. So where we last left off, Heather was in Brightly's house. You were upstairs in his... You were up the stairs. I remember that part.
I think I just started, like, sneaking.
She heard the door creak from downstairs, and then...
Yeah. Rutherford?
Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's where it stopped.
It's your mother, dear.
It's Motherford.
Motherford.
It's good.
Gold, Jerry, gold.
She's coming up. She has gentleman company with her. Given her profession. Spit take. That just happened. A lot of you people that are listening now didn't see what I saw. She spit out that water.
All over the computer. All over it.
Nice. Legitimate spit take is rare.
It is. At least I usually can like face the side quick enough.
Okay, so you are upstairs. You had just heard the front door creak open and a voice that sounded like an elderly woman called up, Rutherford. Now, as you're at the top of the stairs here, straight back you see a door that's open and it looks like it's the bathroom. To your immediate right, there are two doors. One is cracked open and it looks like there is a desk in there. The other one next to it has a closed door. There's another room down the hall next to the bathroom, which door is also closed.
Mm-hmm. What kind of desk is it? Is it against
the
wall?
Yeah, it's a very small room, and you see that there's a desk pressed up against the wall. It's one of those desks that has, like, the rolly top to it.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it kind of, the top of it rolls down. It's almost an accordion kind of looking thing.
Yeah, where you do your taxes.
Precisely.
Bunch of tiny drawers inside.
Is there like a space between one of the sides and like the wall?
There is not. No, it is like really up against there.
It's just open. Okay. Can I see if there's like a linen closet in the bathroom? Like since it's right in front of me.
give me spot hidden.
Okay. Praxis.
I'm coming, Rutherford.
Sorry, it's been a while. I went way too aggressive with this, the way I plopped them.
Oh.
Starting out strong with an 88.
Oh, boy.
The crazy 88.
No, you can't really see too much past what looks like the toilet. That's all you can really see from the angle you're looking at.
It looks like a toilet until you see that it's full of teeth.
All right, I'm going to go in the room with the desk and hope that there's a closet in there.
Okay, you duck into the room that looks like the office with the desk. And there is no closet in that office. It is just a very small room. There's a bookshelf on one wall, taking up most of the wall. And then there is the desk that's in there. And he has a case that is in the other corner, along with a stand that looks like it has sheet music on it.
Okay, I'm gonna go into one of the rooms and hope there's a bed. Or a closet.
Okay.
In his house. He doesn't have any closets? What are you doing to me here?
Which room do you go into? The one closer to the bathroom or the one closer to the office?
The one closer to the bathroom.
Okay. You open the door that's closer to the bathroom. You step inside and you see a large bed. And by large, I mean it's your standard, like, queen-size bed. However, it's raised up off the floor really high. You also see in there, dresser, a big mirror.
He's probably an armoire kind of guy.
Armoire.
I picture, like, he's got big, like, wooden canopy posts around his bed, too. Like, you know, with some drapes and shit.
Yeah.
Real old English royalty looking. It's all dark wood.
Ew.
These are second generation Saudi Arabian drapes.
I like that.
Sounds cool to me.
So... Well, yeah, we'll say it has the really nice long stand. Posts on it.
Is there a closet?
There is a closet in this room.
Okay. I'm scooch under the bed.
Tricked you.
As you go to dive under the bed, you hear the voice again. Rutherford, are you home?
I'm not going to try to imitate his voice.
You're not?
We all know how it goes when I try to do a voice. No, I'm just gonna.
Fundamentally, it'd be a difficult one for you to mimic.
Yeah. It's not you, mother.
It's not bad.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And you hear up there, it's Edna. I know you just think I'm being nosy, but I saw someone snooping around your house.
Gonna be dead now in a minute.
Yeah, she is dead
now. No, whoa.
I wasn't sure if it was one of your lady friends.
Ooh.
Oh.
This is interesting. All right, I'm still going to hide under the bed.
Okay. Rutherford. Rutherford. And you start to hear feet come up the stairs.
I'm going to put my hand on my mace in my purse.
Okay. When you reach for your mace, your elbow hits something.
Come on, I didn't even fail nothing.
No, your elbow hits something. Okay. It doesn't make a sound. Doesn't make much of a sound. You just feel it brush up against something. It's kind of hard feeling. Solid.
I thought it was going to be a body.
So do I. I still think it is. All right, I can... If it's high enough, I mean... I can look over and see what I bump my... Although it's
there is a box in there. It's a small wooden box. The wooden box is about 7 by 9, and it looks like the lid of it slides off.
Okay.
Pretty simple looking wooden box, though, otherwise.
Inside is a list that says, to do, kill Walter.
It says real big on the side, 15th book. Okay, I'm gonna lay under the bed, but scooch it under my arm. A little scared to touch things.
You hear the footsteps that were previously coming up the stairs, now they're in the hallway. And you'll hear, Rutherford? Rutherford, you have me worried. Aren't you supposed to be out on an expedition somewhere? Did you come back early?
Snoozy bitch. I'm just gonna have my hand in my mace. I mean,
okay.
Guess I'll wait.
All right. So she says, okay, Rutherford, if you are here, I'm leaving now. I'm going to go back to my house. Please forgive me for any intrusion I may have had, you hear her saying as she's descending down the stairs.
Do I hear her walking, like, down the
stairs?
You
hear her walk down the stairs, and you hear a door open and close.
That's real smart, you old bag.
newsy, Edna. Okay, I'm gonna slide back out from under the bed.
Okay.
I'm gonna take this box. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to go look in all the other rooms, see if I can find anything.
Okay. The back room also looks like it's some sort of bedroom, but it only has a twin mattress in there. It has another dresser in there. It has a bookshelf, but all the books are like paperback novels, saucy ones.
Ooh, who is this Secret Rutherford? Do I see any books that look like any of Walter's books?
No.
Like the...
You do not see anything like that in there.
Do I see any more drawings that look suspect, like the one in his office with, like, the points and the circles and all that stuff?
Oh, no, not in this room, you don't.
All right, I'm gonna look in the other room that has the case that looks like an instrument.
Okay. Yeah, that's in the office there. So what are you looking for in the office?
Like, any drawings that look like seance-y.
Okay.
You know, like anything that just looks like...
I gotcha.
Occult.
Suspects, occult, anything that, like, I feel like Walter would... Like, that his ears would pep up for.
Drawings of Walter with, like, knives in his face.
Yeah.
You see some papers that are kind of stacked on top of each other. And some of them have, like, circles. Some of them have, like, lines pointing certain ways. And as you're flipping through them, they don't look like... as involved as the last drawing that you had seen in his office at the university.
Okay. Anything, like, reminiscent of what I've seen looking through Walter's books with him?
Give me an intelligence roll.
Okay. 4.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That is an extreme.
That extreme? Nice.
You take all these pages, hold them together, and what time is it for you? 4:00. You point them at the window in the office.
Mm-hmm.
When you hold it up to the light, you can see that it all forms one runic sigil. And you see it all forms just that one shape.
Okay. I'm going to take them. I'm going to take the box. I'm going to look in the case.
You open it up, and there is a clarinet in there.
Okay, and what's the music next to it? Like the sheet music?
You don't recognize the title of it. It's called The Raven and the Moose.
Okay, I just remember that. I'm not going to steal everything.
Right.
All right, so I take that stuff. I'm going to find a bag, I guess, downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Put it all in a bag because I'm sure my purse isn't big enough.
Okay.
I'm also going to put my hair in a really high ponytail. I'm going to tie my shirt up. Like, so now it's a belly shirt.
Okay.
Right? Because I want to leave, but I don't know about this Edna chick, if she's still watching. So I'm going to leave through the back door, but I'm going to walk real sexy. I'm going to tie my shirt up so I do look like a working girl.
Okay.
If she looks over. So I'm going to walk real sexy-like.
Okay.
She probably looks so ridiculous.
I bet.
We'll see. We'll see. No, she got this.
I'm a very sexy lady.
Give me an appearance roll.
There we go.
Okay.
About time we did one of those.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Ooh. I was looking at my stats.
1.
What? Okay.
1. The sexiest Jesus. Lady you ever met.
Wow. Apparently.
One.
All she had to do was do like a side ponytail and tie her shirt up.
I was going to make the joke about the opposite Jessica Rabbit, but man.
Now you know what my brain thinks sexy in the 80s is. She's a tied up shirt and a high ponytail.
Just like took your glasses off.
Yeah. Not the girl with paint on her overalls.
Those are polka dots. I did them myself.
I'm taking a picture of this. I don't think I ever got a one before.
Congratulations. That's a good crit.
This is exciting. Thanks, Funky. Your little machine is cool, dude.
All right, so you get out there. Do you hop into Walter's car then?
I look around real quick, see if I see any like people peering through their windows like across the street next door.
When you start looking around across the street, you see some blinds that were pulled down suddenly snap back up.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my dreams and into Walter's car.
Okay, so where the blinds are, is she across the street?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I guess I'll just go. I was gonna should I walk so she doesn't think that car is...
You're in Manayunk, like Roxburgh.
Are you saying because it's so hilly?
No, I'm just saying consider how far away you are from home and stuff.
Yeah. I was just kind of going to like do a round the corner kind of thing. Like on a walk. All right. I'm going to walk around the block.
Okay.
And then come back around. Are the blinds still peaky?
Peaky blinders?
Yeah. I hate myself for that.
What time is this?
Like 4:30?
Yeah, about 4:30 now.
Okay, I'm going to get in and go.
All right. Where are you going to?
I'll shoot her with a nail gun.
Right through the window.
I was just trying to fix your blinds. Seems like they're broken in that one part. I'll go to Walter.
Go to the hospital?
I'll go to the hospital.
All right. Walter, what have you been up to in the hospital at this time?
I think primarily he's been focusing on the spell for now.
All right, so you're working on that spell. Walter, give me an intelligence roll. Going to want a hard pass.
Ooh, a 10 is pretty hard.
Ooh, all right. All right.
Pulled a Walter.
Walter, this lightning spell, it's coming to you. You feel like you almost have a grasp of it. Give me a power roll.
It goes electric, Walter, when you read that spell.
Another hard pass.
I'm Walter Q. Pendergast, Electro Man. Ooh, 57 is not a hard power roll.
Is it a regular power roll?
Yup.
Okay, write this down then. Don't let me forget. As of Thursday, being tomorrow... Walter will know how to use that spell.
Nice.
Thus he will be known as Professor Thunderbolt.
Who doesn't know any spells now?
Oh, good point.
You plebe.
So, Walter, you've been studying and studying this. We're going to say that you study up until about 5:30 when dinner comes in for you. And not only dinner comes in, but you get a visit from Heather. We're going to leave off there. So you guys are both at 5:30. Let's go back to see what Detective Thompson was doing. You are at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down last. Mm-hmm. Nice. What part of the city did I meet with that guy in?
Oh, it was in North Philly.
North?
Yeah. You know.
That's so far from anywhere that I want to be.
The good part of town.
Yeah, exactly.
Do I have the addresses of... Who is the biologist? Willis Freeman. Am I supposed to meet him around 6 today, or was that yet... No, that was another thing. Never mind, that's an old note. Sorry. I'm all over the place. I did write down that I don't trust him. Or wait, did Raquel say she was going to get in touch with him? about the big corpse in the basement.
I thought she said she was going to take care of all the... Like, didn't we assume she was going to...
Yeah.
We were going to, you know, at least show it to the biologist and see if we can get anything from it, or at least any knowledge.
She put a note on the crate that said it had to be opened by Rutherford Brightly.
That was just to keep people from checking it, though. Yeah. But did she say she was going to get in touch with the biologist dude and tell him about
it? Yeah, she's going to talk to him about that and try to get it out of there to his lab or something. Get it to somewhere. They have yet to figure that out, I suppose.
This is rough. Well, I did have some notes of what I wanted to do. Do I have their addresses of Freeman, Brightly, or Wink, Tommy Winks?
I don't think you have their home addresses. It wouldn't be hard for you to find them, though. I mean, Yellow Pages...
If they're listed, yeah. Or I could try to call her up. I gotta find a place to ditch these wheels.
You talk to Freddy. He's trying to figure something out for you.
I think for now, then... Oh, I guess it's probably around rush hour traffic, right? It's getting there. It's almost that point, especially toward Broad. So maybe I could just, like, blend into the other cars.
I see. Shooting
down to South Philly.
I see.
Just stay toward the center lanes.
How long are you going to do that for? Or do you have a destination you're trying to get to?
Sort of. I kind of wanted to swing by Lenny's.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I'm headed.
All right. With traffic and everything, it's about 4 o'clock when you get down to Lenny's house. You have been pretty successful in avoiding being spotted by police or anything.
All right. Is there any parking near his house?
Near Lenny's house?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's a spot that, like, you can just fit into.
I'll grab the box in the box from under the seat.
Okay.
And whatever else I have in the car, I don't know. Probably nothing specific. But, oh, the files. The warrant for you, a pen, photos of crime scene. I have that investigation file with me.
Okay.
So I grab that because I can't help it.
Okay.
I do a bumpy. One for each nostril that time.
Because he can't help it.
And then I go to my trunk.
All right, open up your trunk.
It's chilly, so I wrap the skin around my neck. Right now.
Gross.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I said inside your trunk, there are a couple things, including what we had talked about before recording, a bulletproof vest.
Nice. All right. I pull that out, but I don't put it on just yet. I kind of just, like, throw it over one of my arms. And I assume, since I love my sweet tea bird so much, that I have a car cover?
I would think you do. Your car cover's in the trunk of your car.
Nice. All right. I'm going to cover it up.
All right. You cover up the tea bird?
We're going to put baby to bed here for a while.
At Lenny's house?
Yep.
They'll never think to look there.
Well, you never know.
Sorry, I'm just writing something down, so take your time.
Is it anything about killing me or getting me or hurting me?
Get me. You're trying to get me.
You better not get me.
You're trying to get me.
I'm trying to get got. I go up to Lenny's front door.
Okay.
I don't even know if we've been locking it. Nobody locked the doors back then, but did you lock it when you left, Heather?
Probably not.
Nice. All
right, so it is open.
I walk in.
Okay.
Kind of slowly look around and listening.
All right. You don't hear anything, really. Looking around, the place is still kind of disheveled.
All right, close the door behind me.
Okay.
I look for, I guess, Lenny's bedroom.
Okay. It's a two-bedroom house.
I'm looking for his closet, some clothes.
All right.
A baseball cap, maybe, just something different than what I usually wear.
All right.
Yes, it's happening. You're turning into Lenny. Yes. No. Put on his face.
We knew it was only a matter of time.
Put on his face.
Thompson inside of Yuki, inside of Lenny.
Oh, my like God. No.
Put on his face and do a shot with me.
To the fireside. Gulp.
So, I'm sorry, what were you doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're getting close.
I put on Lenny's face. Yeah. I mean, close.
All right. So you have dressed completely differently than what you usually do.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm Lenny.
Instead of your usual, like, brown suit kind of thing, you're wearing, like, a pair of, like, overalls with a t-shirt. Got a cap that's pulled down over your face a little bit.
All right.
Make organized crime great again.
Yeah.
Like, winter coats or anything laying around? Or, like, sure. Overcoats or anything?
Yeah.
All right. About to take another jacket, too.
Yeah, I got one of them big puffer jackets, one of them Eagles puffer jackets.
Nice.
I fold up my clothes or whatever I had, and he got, like, any backpacks or anything? Like, sacks?
Got a duffel bag. Rucksack? Duffel bag in his closet.
All right. I'll throw some of my shit in there. Did I stumble across anything else of interest? I don't know. Brass knuckles, knives, shotgun shells, explosives.
You see a picture in his bedroom of Lenny and some guy that looks kind of like him. And he's got his arm around him. And you're like, huh, who's that guy?
Huh. Would I know that it might have been, is it? Oh, wait, is it his? It's not Tommy Slick.
It's not Tommy Slick.
Okay.
It's some guy that looks pretty much just like Lenny. Maybe younger.
Like a little brother?
It's your next character when George kills Thompson.
It has come up.
Wink, wink.
I don't know.
Just in case.
Hey, I'm here to avenge Lenny.
George just kills everybody that Chuck is. The whole game, nobody else dies. Just every character Chuck is.
I die, so you don't have to.
And he falls down the steps and he's dead.
I'm that close at this point.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and I did put on that bulletproof vest underneath the overalls.
Okay, good.
So I'm Lennied up, I suppose.
Yeah, the clothes are kind of ill-fitting on you.
Yeah, I figured he was a little stockier.
But they definitely cover you up. You take a good look in the mirror and you're like, yeah, you know, at a passing glance, wouldn't be able to tell it's you.
Kind of look homeless.
Give me an intelligence roll.
Ah, right off the table. Should have used the thing. 24, which is out of 90. That's hard.
Okay. Oh, you're smart.
He's a smart dude.
You wouldn't think it. You wouldn't think it.
He surprised you. Thompson, what if you shaved your mustache?
Yeah, I bet that would change my appearance, and then I'll glue the hair to my chin. No, wait. All right, yeah, I go into his bathroom. I see if he's got some Barbasol.
Sure does.
Is he a straight razor man?
He's got one of those razors.
Or does he have, like, the...
It has the screw on top.
With the blade?
Yeah.
Yeah, the grandpappy's shavers.
The quote-unquote safety razor.
Oh, yeah, I don't see how. All right, I bust out the cream kit or whatever you got going on, all the right. Brush, or I don't know, just can of, and I'll shave off that stash.
All right, give me dexterity roll
I
for
funsies. I cry a little bit as I'm doing it. Like, it hurts so bad.
I'm doing this for you, kids.
I thought I was going to have to get rid of it when I got burnt, but thank God it didn't touch the stash. Dexterity?
It's too burly.
I really don't like your funsies, George. It's 90. Got a little cuts.
Yo, you got all kinds of little cuts. You got to take the toilet paper and put it all over the top of your lip.
Trying to get me?
Some aftershave.
Oh, that burns like crazy.
All right. That's fair. I suppose I'd just take a minute to try to get my shit together. I don't want to use his phone or anything.
All right. As you're, you know, just putting whatever you need into your duffel bag and finishing up, shaving and everything, you, again, take a good look at yourself in the mirror and go, nope, I don't think anyone will recognize me now.
Good. That helps. All right, I'm going to leave. I'm going to walk to, like, a nearby diner or something. Anything close?
Okay.
Melrose is always open.
I got time to kill, I guess.
Everybody who knows goes to Melrose.
Oh.
The old commercial.
How cold? What's the weather like?
It's pretty warm, actually, right now for March. It's like 50 degrees out.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah. All right, probably got the jacket, you know, hanging open.
50 degrees with this, with the sun setting, you know?
I don't need my Yuki skin scarf then.
Okay, so you walk over to the diner. And that takes a little bit of time, too. We'll say it's close to 5 o'clock now.
I head inside.
Okay.
Get some coffee, maybe something to eat.
All right.
And while I'm waiting for that, I don't even know who the frig to call. I call the hospital. I'll call dear old Walter there.
Walter, you and Heather have been hanging out for a little bit. Heather, you tell him about your adventure at...
Mm-hmm. My findings?
Yes.
What's in the box?
I don't know, but... Do I... Did Thompson show... Like, he told us about... Well, I saw the gem. But did he show us the box that the opal is in?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Does the box that I have look like that?
Ooh, good question, but no.
No? All right.
It's just a very plain, simple-looking wooden box.
Ugh, I'm nervous that that's what's in there, so I'm, like, scared to open it in a place where they could track it.
Should we wait for Luke to be here to open it?
Is it a book-sized box?
It's a book-sized box.
Oh. How I'm just going to wait for Luke
with the slide
to
top?
Get here.
How can you not?
I know. It's killing me. Well, I'm missing a finger because I touched shit that I shouldn't touch. So I'm like, just being a little bit more cautious.
A little more cautious normally. These days.
Like, I only have like 9 digits left. So I'm just going to like.
9.5. Wait. 9.5.
Use a toe.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm opening it, but I'm opening it with my nub. Because if it's poison, like, what am I going to lose? The rest of it?
Right.
Fine.
All right, so you slide open the...
just a little bit.
You slide it open just a little bit. When you open it up, you see something that has some sort of odd sheen to it. Almost scaly in appearance.
Ooh.
It's Baby Ophidian.
Aww.
He kind of implores you to open it a little more.
Should I open it, Walter?
Fucking open it.
I mean, you already started. We should see what it is now.
Okay.
Are
so, yeah.
Scales?
So I open it. Unless
you open it up
all the way.
And it looks like a book that is bound in snake skin or snake leather.
That's badass. Yeah, it is.
What is this?
All right.
I'm going to grab like a pen or pencil.
Walter
flip it
instinctively
open.
Reaches forward to open it.
Okay. So you flip it open with a pencil?
Yeah, I mean, depending on who's first. Walter goes to use his hands.
Okay.
He can't resist.
I understand that. So you pick it up out of the box. You open it.
It's a mimic book.
Open it, and there is a page, and it's in Latin. Give me a Latin roll.
Dang it. 86 won't do it.
Okay. So you're going through this, and it says something about, you know, you're trying to translate it. You've been working maybe almost a little too hard on translations recently. Kind of reading through this, and it says something about snake folk rituals and their cultures, things like that.
Holy shit.
It says it's not for the eyes of those who wish to keep their sanity.
Well, here we go again.
There's a lot that I can't make out about this book, but it seems dangerous.
But you close it over, look at the spine of it, and it says that it is the...
Hold on. What was the name of that book?
Fun with Snakes.
Fun with Snakes. Ah, yes. So you turn the book over to its spine, and it is the Orendum Anguis Populo.
Yes. That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a Vile Token song.
give me an education roll.
This seems very dangerous. He kind of trails off as he's kind of mesmerized by the unusual quality and make of this book. 15 is pretty educated. As a matter of fact, that's an extreme pass.
Oh.
Yes.
So your past education roll will give you that you heard Brightly talk about this book before. It's where he first learned about the knowledge of the snake folk. It was handed down to him from his grandfather, who was thought to be an insane person and was locked away. As a child, Rutherford believed all the stories that his grandfather had told him about the serpent people and then found this book later on.
Is this what helped him track down the cult?
Yes, that's what he had told.
Well, I'm surprised something he said actually seems like it was true.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
He puts it back in the box and he slides, you know, closes the lid with a little bit of force. So it claps a little bit. He says, I'm very curious, but this seems kind of dangerous. I'm not sure we should read it based on what it warns, but it's hard to resist.
I mean,
it may give us the answers we're looking for, though.
I feel like everything's been dangerous lately.
All right, so Luke, you call them around 5 o'clock. You hear a ring on the phone there, Walt.
Pick it on up.
Hello, Walt? Walter, it's Luke.
Oh, hey, good to hear from you. How are you?
A lot has happened today. Since we last spoke, that is, since earlier when I saw you. I don't know if I'm a cop anymore.
Funny you should mention that.
They tried to get me.
Luke, you know, I hate to distract you, but there's been something on my mind for a while, and I've been meaning to ask you about this. I was kind of worried to broach the subject before, but, you know, the way things have developed lately, maybe there's things you should know about the statue and Millie. I just wondered, you know, I heard on the reports on the news that there was a body found in Millie's house. Was it a big guy? Did you see him?
What do I know, George? I forget.
You do know it was a rather large dude in a big black trench coat with one of those big Russian hats on, you know.
Was he the one that fucked his hand up? Or was it not the one that
fucked his hand up? Eugene okay. messed his hands up.
Yeah, it was Eugene.
Yeah, he was a rather big European guy. I think they were at the, the auction.
Yeah, the big guy's name was Igor. Listen, there's some things that I could probably fill you in on that if you're interested, but it's been kind of irking me for a while. That guy that was at the scene, he saved my life once.
The Russian?
Igor?
Yeah. Yeah, I see. Was there another body or pieces of a body in that house as well? Was it
Yeah, there was also the
shoulder pads?
Yeah, shoulder pads was chopped up in the refrigerator there.
I say there were two bodies found. If you recall, there was also the proprietor of the auction house. But yeah, the one guy, unidentified European male, assumed fake name. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt he would have had any identification or whatever.
He did not.
No, they seem pretty secretive in their dealings. But I don't know. I guess it's just been bugging me for a while. And, you know, now that you're kind of on our side, I figured...
I'm always interested in finding out more. There's been too many questions, honestly. I figured it would end up being a cold case.
Well, if you're interested, there's a file in my house. I don't know if Heather gave you a set of keys. He kind of looks to Heather when he says that. But... you're welcome to review it and probably fill in some of the blanks.
Perhaps another time. I'm not headed that way at the moment, although I'm not really sure where I'm going or how I'm getting there.
Yeah, speaking of, I was thinking about that earlier, too. If it makes things easier, you're welcome to use my car. I mean, you and Heather could share. I'll still be in the hospital for a while.
Heather's butting in, saying, does he need a ride? Where is he? Should I get him?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm at the Melrose. I stopped at Lenny's to get a change of clothes and a shave.
Oh, incognito. That sounds good. Laying low?
Well, I have the Philadelphia police force looking for me, I assume. They tried to stop me and keep me from leaving work. They said they wanted to put me under some protective custody. Oh, by the way, Chucky woke up. Even with the head trauma.
Well, that makes sense as to why they're looking for you, then.
Yeah, he started blabbing about me a lot. Lord knows what he said. I can only hope that the Ophidian didn't find out too much about what little relationship I did have with him. I almost slipped! But, yeah, I don't know. He did just try to kill me, so I was able to kind of play it off and walk out of there without being grabbed immediately, but a couple police in a patrol car cut me off at the garage. I was lucky enough that Rogfim was in disguise as one of the cops.
The other Ophidian came to your aid?
So he like chopped the one guy's neck and he was like, run, Detective Thompson. It was crazy. It was like a movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, I hood slid across the police car. It was nuts. I look cool. I look pretty cool doing it.
Heather might be able to tell that Walter looks impressed if she's looking at him.
Yeah, no, I'm being so annoying the whole time. I'm like, what is he saying? What is he saying?
Your ear's probably right next to the phone.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. He's like holding it perpendicular to his ear so you can kind of hear the...
Okay.
So yeah, I left my car at Lenny's, put a cover over it. Hopefully it'll be fine there. But yeah, sure, I was about to eat something here. But yeah, if you want to come grab me, to bring me somewhere, I could maybe rent one or something like that. I do have some stops I want to make. Speaking of which, Walter, do you by any chance have the addresses of the other Maguses, Magus 5?
No, I don't think I have their addresses, no. Just their contacts for home and office, but...
I'll have to call Rachel then. Raquel.
That might be easiest. Unless you can reverse look up their phone numbers or something.
I don't know. Something's itching me, and now that I'm a fugitive, I guess it really doesn't matter whose house I wander into. But, yeah, send her down. I guess I'll wait here at the diner.
Okay. We found something. Well, Heather found something kind of interesting.
Found.
She can tell you all about it.
All right. Maybe we'll swing back down that way before anything else.
Heather, you're going to go pick him up?
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably come by during visiting hours still. Need time to process and plan. But in the meantime, I do have a meal coming. So I'll see you in a little bit. You want me to order you something? Walter? Heather?
Yeah, give me some dippy eggs.
What, to go?
No, just like wait for me.
All right. I already ordered.
Forget it. I'll order them when I get
Fine.
There.
All right.
Don't ask me if I want something and you don't even...
I hung it up.
God damn it. So rude.
Quick.
Hear like the dial tone. I'd be like, don't even ask me if I want anything if you're... Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dick.
Worse than my wife.
My ex-wife. Right? Jeez.
I don't think the divorce papers went through yet. I refuse to sign.
Almost got me again.
Oh, man.
You gotta break your computer.
I like that backstory. Okay. So you get to the Melrose Diner. By the time you get there, we'll say it's 5:30. You're going from Jefferson to there. Yeah, sure. Let's say 5:30, traffic and all. You guys meet up at the diner. You get your dippy eggs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I tell them about my adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Brightley's house.
Oh, did you? Well, I see you made it out all right. I had thought about going myself. What did you find? Did you look in his basement by any chance?
Oh, I didn't look in the basement. I just looked upstairs. I don't know. I found this box and it's a book that has like made out of like snake skin. It's all in Latin. Walter's like trying to translate it. It sounds dangerous.
Definitely Walter's thing.
A bunch of papers that when you like hold them in the light make some kind of shape. So I just took a bunch of stuff that I feel like Walter can maybe make some sense out of. But I had to get out of there because this woman from across the street was like, came in this house and was saying how like she knows he has women guests all the time. And
A professor got needs.
Yeah, like I had to sneak out and I just acted like I was one of his friends.
I bet he makes him wear horse costumes.
I think they were belly shirts and high ponytails.
They must, right?
Maybe.
That's how you know they're sexy.
And that's what I did. But she was watching me, like, through the window, so I just walked around the block, and then I got in Walter's car and left. So I don't know. I don't know if I need a new license plate now. I don't know. I mean, I'm not...
Sounds like something she was used to seeing. I wouldn't worry too much, I guess, but...
Yeah.
maybe renting a car would be a decent idea.
We're almost spies now.
Mm. Yeah.
Totally.
I've gone rogue.
Do you guys have anywhere specific you want to go?
I guess over her dippy eggs, she fills me on her day, and I give her a little bit of mine as well. Whatever I didn't say on the phone, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I don't really know if there was much else because I saw you earlier.
Yeah, do you want to go back to the hospital and look at this stuff, or do you have things you need to do?
Nah, I mean, at the moment, I'm just passing time, trying to figure some things out. I think the hospital's a good idea. I'll be able to use the phone and look over some things, talk about going forward.
I'm going to give him the keys. I feel like he's that kind of guy that's like, he's like, I'll drive.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight with him over the Pinto.
He doesn't have a mustache, which is weird.
Oh, yeah. Can I touch your face? I'm definitely going to touch his face.
That's really invasive.
Like, I'm gonna put my finger, like...
Oh, not the nub.
Not the nub. God. I'm gonna put it like it's a mustache on his face and be like, oh, you look so different.
Oh, there you are, Peter.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm gonna smell your clothes because they smell like Lenny.
Get away from me. Sit down. People are staring.
That smell reminds me of the fire side.
I just miss him so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're cool too, though.
Thanks.
We're getting over it. We're good. Like, me and Thompson are cool now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on, baby steps.
Right.
It's not best friends gang yet.
All right. So you guys head back to the hospital. Thompson, you find the, they show you the box that has the book in it and the stack of papers that Heather was talking about.
Is there anything else in the box or is it just the book?
It's just the book.
And if I were to do my customary flipping through all the pages to see if anything loose comes out, is there anything contained within the pages of this book?
No, there's nothing contained within the pages. However, while you're flipping through it, you kind of lose grip on it a little bit and it falls to the floor. As it falls, it opens up to a page. You know how books do that? You know, if a page has been opened up to enough?
Sure.
But does it like flip around a bunch in a creepy way? Or? Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't do that. It just kind of
okay.
Just kind of landed.
Swirls of mist and smoke.
Landed on its spine and opened up.
Gotcha.
This book doesn't have a face inside it, does it? No. I've seen Care Bears.
Kind of look at that page a little more.
All right. In that page, there is a geometrical sigil in there. It says, give me another Latin roll.
Come on, don't fail this time.
Does it say give me a Latin roll in Latin? Or?
Yes. Giveth me un... I don't know.
Damn it. Nah, 60 ain't gonna do it.
60 ain't gonna do it. Okay. So you're only getting a partial translation here. This sigil that, Heather, you see it too, and this is the same sigil you saw when you put all of those papers together.
Okay. Can I grab the papers and put them up to, like, a lamp and the window and see if I can make it that type of light again?
Happen? Yes. You go and grab a chair from... one side of the room, pull it over to under those bright fluorescent lights, hold the paper up to it, and you see the same pattern is on the paper now that is in the book. Walter, you're translating this, or trying your best to.
What hospital are we in right now? Is it
Jefferson?
I didn't see any like nuns or anything in here when we came in, did we?
Are you trying to pull a sister act? What is going on here?
They would know Latin.
Aha, they would. Wouldn't they?
I was wondering if it was a Catholic hospital, but...
if there's an ICU, somebody doing some last rites.
Yeah, of the clergy, we could just, like, write down a couple of words and say, hey, what's this mean? Yeah, I could look for a holy man. They might be able to help us.
All right. What do you do to try to get one? Do you just go down the hallway going, is there a priest in the house?
I say, just specifically that the wasn't there the line with near the sigil or something that you were trying to read, or is there anyone that stands out that
maybe some notes from that page that kind of describe what the sigil is, maybe some things that I can't really determine, or
maybe some more words. I just kind of like take some choice words, but no sentences or phrases. And I mix them up.
It definitely says something about a spell of a high priest.
No. Wait a sec. All right. Well, I'll take a few of those where it's like just a couple that might help us fill the blanks. I make notes. I say, let me see if I can find somebody that might be able to shed some light. And I go out into the hallway and start wandering the hospital.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go to the lobby or something, but...
Do you tell us what you're doing?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think Walter would really know what your intentions are there. He'd probably be a little perplexed.
I'll fill you in. The clergy would know Latin. I mean...
Yeah, why don't you just tell them you're a cop and you're working on something?
Catholic dude, I should probably know it better because I'm pretty sure they made Catholics take Latin.
At that time, they would.
Yeah.
Just be tactful. I mean... I would imagine some of these words aren't very appealing to the clergy.
I see what you're saying.
Perhaps. Just give me a handful that might help you fill in some blanks.
All right. Pick a couple that I think would help translate this a little better then.
I'll jot them down and then let me see what I can find out. Worth a shot.
All right. So you jot some of those letters down. As you go out to the lobby, there's a couple of nuns that are leaving.
Say, sisters, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yes, young man, what can I do for you?
I wonder if you can help me with something real quick. I'm helping my kid with his homework, but he's stuck here. But got a couple words in Latin that I can't figure out.
Oh, well, to help your poor child, of course. And she looks over the words, and she goes, well, it doesn't exactly full sentences here, but...
No, there's just a couple weird words that we couldn't figure out.
It says, internal, grasp...
Not writing down. Okay.
Organ.
Mmm.
And that's all that they have for you. Those are the key words that they have for you.
Thank you very much. Amen.
Oh, man.
Nailed it. Perfect.
Yeah, got it. I walk back to the elevator again.
God bless, young man.
Peace be with you.
That would have been better.
Okay. So we're going to end the episode there. On the... All right.
Oh, man.
How about it?
Amen.
Holy crap. Oh, man.
That was good.
All right. Well, I have...
Stuff to unravel in this episode.
I have a few words to help you out, at least.
Sounds like that's how they plan on offing Walter.
Or it sounds like he did kill the other guy after all, because he has the Heartburster ability, maybe, because it's a high priest spell, maybe, but we don't know yet.
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Right.
I really don't want to go insane reading this book, but I'm awfully tempted.
I'm going to go insane trying to figure out if Rutherford's a red herring or not.
All right, so I guess we'll wrap it up there. Thanks to everyone for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I did have... something I wanted to say. A listener and friend of ours passed away recently. He was a fan. He liked Sal. So Ray Davis, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Ray.
Rest in peace, brother.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
You put on Lenny's face, and then the gang can get back together.
I'm not putting on Lenny's face.
Be Lenny.
Can't do it. Not happening. Oh, Lenny's gone, all right?
Could do a zombified Lenny for Halloween.
Yes.
Really fuck with people.
I don't believe in no monsters.
Oh, I like that he has like a little kid lisp now.
Because he came of his map as well.
Monsters.
Wayne's. Hungry for Wayne's. Man in costume.
Queerly special effects.
Hey, this is George. Just a quick reminder to like, follow, and review us if you like what you're hearing. And if you want to support us and make our show better, head on over to our Patreon. You can always email us at contact@thatcthulhujohn.com with any comments, and you can follow us on Instagram @thatcthulhujohn.